This is Derby Day on 84 WHAS. Live from Churchill Downs, 84 WHAS brings you all the fun, excitement, and drama of Derby Day.
It is a cold 47 degrees, Ken. We haven't seen much sunshine in a while, and the wind is really, really strong. It's just tough. It's 2:06 on Derby Day on 84 WHAS. Everybody believes that this is more like Breeders' Cup than Derby Day, but I guess you take what you can get, huh?
Coming hard, coming is Appealing Breeze gets the lead, and Appealing Breeze moves by and gets the win. Appealing Breeze takes it over Wink Road, and it was Cox's Enchante third. So Appealing Breeze gets Pat Day yet another win.
You know where the hottest area, or actually the coldest area at Churchill Downs is today?
Where is that?
That is where you can buy the official Kentucky Derby sweatshirt.
Hey!
The sweatshirts that nobody bothered to wear when they started this morning off because they thought it was going to be nice. Okay. And what else? I noticed we have these cushions this year. This is a new addition.
Tush cushions.
A tush cushion.
Yes, sir.
Appropriately named, I'm assuming, it keeps one's tushy warm.
Yes, sir. Those benches get awfully hard.
Well, you know, I also have seen an awful lot of people, Paul, come away from Easy Goer towards Sunday Silence, saying, the more I think about it, the more I like Sunday Silence. Tell me what's going on at your house.
Well, right now, we're just trying to stay warm.
But that's true. Who's going to win this thing?
Well, I think Houston is, but nobody else here does.
Can you imagine what a thrill it would be to have a horse come out at the call to post and the singing of my old Kentucky home? Wow.
Wayne, I've searched high and low, and finally, on press row, I found someone who is not picking Easy Goer, John Pisan from the New York Post. John, who are you going with?
I love Sunday Silence.
Some interesting facts around the Kentucky Derby. It's been 25 years since Northern Dancer ran the first two-minute mile, the first two-minute Kentucky Derby. We heard Kaywood Letcher call that a little earlier. And Secretary has set the brand-new record, the present record of 1 minute 59 and 2/5 seconds in 1973.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm probably warmer than you.
I bet you are.
It's going to be Pat Day winning his third in a row. Sunshine always wins it.
Paul Rogers, I know that you really enjoyed the romance and the tradition of this Derby week coming around to Churchill Downs. You love thoroughbred racing, don't you?
Sure. Yeah. I love thoroughbred racing. Yeah.
Good for you. This guy is probably the easiest, but next to a couple of trainers I've had on the back, the easiest interview I've ever had. Is Pat Day one of the best jockeys in America, Paul, in your opinion?
There's no doubt he's one of the best. The old saying, Pat Day all day, may be especially true today.
Mike Berry, I'm standing here looking across the rail, across the edge, and right down there on the rail, I see two beautiful young women. One is dressed in a fur hat, looks like it came straight from Moscow.
Yes.
And the other one is in a lovely spring bonnet with bright lavender flowers.
Well, we have names for all these derbies. We had the Fighting Finnish Derby and everything. I think this one would be the Long John Derby.
Who do you think is going to win this Kentucky Derby?
I think we have an exceptionally good horse. I'm an Easy Goer man. This is just not another favorite. I think this is a really good one. He's got everything in his favor. He is well-bred on both sides. He's got a fine trainer, and his record is marvelous.
Oh, I just love to have fun, and I'm so happy to be here, and I love all my family here.
But you don't have an Australian accent or anything like that.
No, I'm really from Louisville.
You really are.
Bred in Louisville. I love it. I don't think there's a better place in the whole world, especially at Derby time.
Largest Kentucky Derby crowd, as you'll recall, was in 1974. There were an estimated, they were counted, 163,628 human beings. Souls watch Cannonade win the 100th Kentucky Derby. Terry Miners?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Where are you hiding?
I'm so cold I can't get the microphone on, but we're having fun out here in the
field!
We're lying.
Hey, Wayne,
we're lying to you right now. We're standing under the tunnel right near the infield. We have people. We had a girl who called herself Wanda the Human Popsicle a few minutes ago. She said she'd had enough, so she had people pour cherry Kool-Aid all over her until some of it froze, and then I don't even want to tell you the rest of the story.
I don't think it's a family show.
This may be the most competitive race on the program today, Wayne.
Closing on the outside is Carver Unman, but he won't make it there again today. Pat Day has four in a row. Dancing Spree wins the Churchill Downs Handicap with Carver Unman second, and Broadway Chief was third over Mom's Ferrari and Buck Forbes.
And Pat Day is a red-hot jockey right now.
I'm in the, I guess this is the garden area. And for your dining and dancing pleasure now, we have, what's the name of your group?
Mitch and Sage.
And you're from?
Canada.
What part of Canada?
London, Ontario.
When I came for you through a few minutes ago, they were singing to get the sunshine out here. So you're on, crew. One, two, three.
When you're smiling.
Oh. Right, singing in the rain.
Smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
I must tell you, they had an umbrella all the time while they were doing that. I don't think they're feeling the cold right now, either.
That was really awful. Just really awful, Jack.
We're having an interesting afternoon this afternoon. There are lines everywhere you go in this place. It's just, basically, you can't find a place where there isn't a line, and we keep cutting in front of people, and they all smile at us and wave. Basically, people are in a good mood this afternoon.
I just saw my first miniskirt of the afternoon. A lady was gorgeous, had beautiful legs, but they were blue.
You, sir, with the blanket on. The nature of your call?
I'm calling a friend.
Well, can
we're
you tell us?
We're supposed to meet them here, and we haven't found them yet.
Well, there's 100,000 people here.
You're supposed to be right there.
Well, if they're here somewhere, what, are they walking around with a cellular phone or what?
I don't know.
Just to give you a preview of all the outgoing phone calls, 100,000 people, Wayne Perkey, and only two pay phones. And the worst part is when they wait in line for 45 minutes to get up there, and they go, oh, God, I don't have a quarter. Don't look at me.
Has anybody attempted to go over the wire here and do anything crazy?
No, sir, they haven't.
That means Terry Miners has not yet been by here this afternoon. I can assure you of that. That is your first Derby?
Yes, sir, it is.
What do you think of the Derby so far?
It's exciting.
Don't lie to me. Your feet are cold, aren't they?
I'm here with famed actor Lloyd Bridges, who seems to be one of the most durable actors I've known. It seems to me you have not been out of work for a long, long time, if ever. An actor, Hal Holbrook, and my question to you, Hal, is there life after Mark Twain?
I'm still living. I haven't laid down a bet on Easy Gore yet. It's stupid of me, I know, but I like Houston.
Wayne Lucas says there are three very distinct memories leading up to the Derby or around the Derby. One is what you just talked about, leading them over. He said it's like two heavyweight fighters coming out or the teams coming parading out on the field ready for the Super Bowl. The second is when they come back out on the track to my old Kentucky home. And the third is when your horse finishes first.
There's nothing prettier than a thoroughbred on the track, and these horses are dancing and prancing. And
it's beautiful. Folks are getting really excited. Everyone's jumping up and down. And
it'll be a wet Kentucky Derby, 1:15.
They're coming down the stretch with Sunday Silence in front. He's weaving a bit, coming to the outside. Sunday Silence has it. Here comes Danzel and Easy Gore, both trying to get with him. It is Sunday Silence with Owen firing now coming on, and Easy Gore under the finish line. Sunday Silence wins the Derby. It's Sunday Silence winning the Derby for Charlie Whittingham and Pat Valenzuela in a time of 2 minutes and 5 seconds.